I'm Todd Morris with Mission Network News. As Lebanon collapses, young people join extremist groups. At least 48 young men disappeared from Tripoli in recent months. Families say they've joined the Islamic State. David is from the prayer ministry Cry Out Now.
One of the big factors with the crisis in Lebanon is a lot of people not feeling like they really belong in this country anymore. It seems crazy that they would go to something like a terrorist organization, but I guess there's that sense of belonging.
Lebanon's GDP fell by $32 billion between 2018 and 2021. Today, poverty affects roughly 75% of the population. Restoring the economy and getting money back into people's hands won't fix everything. Only Jesus can do that.
People are getting desperate. They're not finding the answers to their questions. Pray that God would help us as we disciple these people, that we can really help them find hope in Jesus.
And Bibles for the World helped host an evangelistic event near Karachi in southern Pakistan. Around 52,000 people attended during one of the rallies. Thousands more attended each night, and millions watched online or on television from Pakistan, India, and other surrounding countries. Most of the attendees were Muslims or Hindus. John Padidi of Bibles for the World.
Really, it was a series of events over about a week period. They came together with some very strong local partners as well as some international partners. So it was all of us pulling together, working together as the body of Christ. And our role as Bibles for the World was to provide the scripture support throughout the event, whether it be in medical clinics, visits to orphanages and schools, to jails and prisons, and to some women's outreach events.
Padidi says thousands of people started following Jesus. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Join us here and on social media. Look for the links at missionnews.org. I'm Todd Morris.